music and artistic events that will cost you less money than attending just one of the corporate pride parties. Because we know you're broke. Embrace shame and purchase tickets now at heroinmart.com/products/shamefest2024. heroinmart.com/products/shame-fest2024. We'll see you at ShameFest. If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie. Eat. Energize.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stu.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Narder with a human serviette and doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20-20. Take some, yeah, take that one. I had to eat some. And then I low
tide. Welcome. I'm Nancy Cooking.
Do Tansy. Each a while, Israel.
Hello, Sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tach Titan.
You were invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm. Or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Good afternoon. This is Nolzy, host of Mixotroph, joined by co-host Owen and special guest Ian. We're broadcasting here this afternoon on the unceded traditional and ancestral territories of the Musqueam people, also known as UBC campus.
UBC Nest Basement?
Yes. Yes, that's where we are, the lovely station. Very excited to be back here. We've all kind of had a crazy schedule, traveling around, enjoying summer. Rare Owen appearance here. I've been taking the wheel, but you're back from your adventures on the island, Owen.
I was working. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, working I'm free now.
Life, doing lifeguarding and stuff.
Yep. Okay, so yeah, we're gonna get into some Canada theme today.
Canadian musicians. And we're stoked. So first of all, welcome Ian to the show today.
Thanks.
How are you feeling today?
Feeling good.
You've got a show later on. You've got a busy schedule, but you're fitting us into the.
I'm here to promote it. Yeah, I'm coming on the radio to get people out.
Yeah.
Victory Square.
Always a crazy experience there.
Yeah. If downtown. You're not showing up, you can tune out right now.
Yes.
Also.
Because it's what's the name of your group?
Ian? It's Mom Cuts My Hair.
Okay, that's a cool. Does mom cut your hair?
No,
she doesn't.
No.
What about your dad or your uncle? Nobody.
Nah, it's the same barber every time now. He knows me.
He
fears me a little bit.
You found your hair.
He fears you.
Last time I went, he really berated me the whole time for the quality of my hair and not coming in earlier.
Wow.
Yeah, strong opinion on not coming in more often than $30. Yeah.
Sometimes hairdressers can be a bit intimidating, and you never want to tell them, you know, about the trim. It's like, no, I don't really like this, but you know, we're all good. Our hair is looking lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and yours especially. I can tell you've been just.
It's got the eyelids.
I cut my bangs like a week ago.
Yeah. Great. Anyway, we're not going to bore you too long with our blabbering. We're going to get into this first song by Canadian legend. His name, you know it already, is Neil Young. The song is Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. One of my favorite tunes of his. And yeah.
And Crazy Horse.
And Crazy Horse. Yeah. Great collaborative album.
I think I'd like to go. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day to day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere. Everybody knows. Every time I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here.
Crazy and he scares me. wild and he's bad, and sometimes just plain mad. I need him to keep me satisfied. I said, Papa, don't cry, 'cause it's alright. And I see you in some of his ways.
This is Mixotroph on CITR 101.9 FM. Today is a Canadian music special. We're playing folk, punk, and lots of things in between. And this next track... Actually, no, first we need to talk a bit about this last song that we heard. Yeah. The track was called Misguided Angels by Cowboy Junkies.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful record. It's the Trinity session.
Yeah, we were just talking about how it was recorded in a church. I don't know, some beautiful vocals from the lead singer. I forget her name, but yeah, that album is awesome. I think the first song on it is just like her singing a cappella. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, and they recorded that entire album with one microphone. The whole band is just around one mic in the Church of the Holy Trinity in Toronto, and they convinced them. They were telling the people of the church, like, we need to record like a Christmas special, you know, praising the coming of Jesus and just all these kind of holy, lovely songs. But they didn't end up doing that. They recorded this different album.
Yeah, like if you know the lead song, like Sweet Jane. It's not very religious, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Yeah. It sounds that good. It's just like on one mic in a giant church. Kind of crazy. Anyway, I wanted to play this next song. It's a song you've heard before. It's called Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. And it's a request from my mate Ray, who wanted to play the song. He just got a radio. So you know, I want to. This is a classic.
This is Leonard Cohen. This is our first radio hit we've ever played on the show.
Yeah, so this is a first for us. But come on, it's a great song. And let's all just... Let's just hold hands and enjoy it together.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. 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 past the kids are gone now for the day. She reaches for the coffee as the school bus pulls away. Another day to tend the house and plan. For Friday at the Legion, when she's dancing with her man. Sure was a bitter winter, but Friday will be fine. And maybe last year's Easter dress will serve her one more time. She passed for 29, but for her eyes. But winter lines are telling wicked lies. Oh, lies, all those lies are telling wicked lies. Lies, all lies, too many lines there in that face, too many to erase or to disguise. They must be telling lies. Is this the face that won for her the man whose amazed and clumsy fingers put that ring upon her hand? No need to search that mirror for the years. The menace in their message shouts across the blur of tears. So this is beauty's finish, like Rodin's Bellemiere. The pretty maiden trapped inside the ranch wife's toil and care. Well, after seven kids, that's no surprise. But why cannot her mirror tell her lies? Oh, lies. All those lies are telling wicked lies. Lies. Too many to erase or to disguise. They must be telling lies. Then she shakes off the bitter web she wove and turns to set the mirror gently face down by the stove. She gathers up her apron in her hand, pours a cup of coffee, drips carnation from the can, and thinks ahead to Friday, 'cause Friday will be fine. She'll look up in that weathered face that loves hers line for line, to see that maiden shining in his eyes, and laugh at how her mirror tells her lies. Oh, lies, all those lies are telling you. Lies, all lies. Too many lines there in that face, too many to erase or to disguise. They must be telling lies. All those lines are telling wicked lies. Lies, all lies. Too many lies.
was there in that face? Too many to erase or to disguise. They must be telling lies.
That was Lies by Stan Rogers. An incredible pick by our guest today, Ian.
That's a bit of a... It's a pretty standard pick. I picked it because the way my mom first heard Stan Rogers was the day that he died, they announced it on the radio, and then they played that song in memory of him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because yeah, he died in, like, a plane fire or something?
Yeah, like his plane crashed, and then he got out, and then he went back in to save people. And then,
damn!
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, incredible person, incredible musician. Check his stuff out.
Really, yeah.
The Mary Ellen Carter is another
Mary Ellen Carter
song of his that I've actually performed with Ian.
Yeah.
And he's just has lots of lovely tunes.
For sure. Yeah, I'm gonna try to do a Stan Rogers concert sometime in 2024. It's gonna happen.
Okay, great.
Stay tuned.
I'm looking forward to that.
Wall to wall Stan Rogers. And some of his tunes are faster than that too. So we're gonna get
it's uplifting
Stan Rogers.
Yes, yeah. we need some Stan Rogers love.
Just
legendary.
Just get it out into the zeitgeist again.
Yep, it needs to be part of the cultural sphere of Canada.
Who was it that did the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Who's
that's
that?
Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, it was him that made it famous, or?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's covers of it. I think his is still the most well known. The Punch Brothers did a cover of it, pretty recently. I only didn't put that on there because they're American, because that is just an amazing rendition of an amazing song.
Okay.
So, yeah. We'll put that on the list for next time.
Okay. Beautiful. And this next one you have for us is called Mole River Shuffle by the Rankin Family. Yeah.
Picture this. It's 50 years ago. On a small country farm. Johnny McMaster's place. And it's Friday night. You've just finished 10 hot days of back-breaking labor. And the hay is finally in. You're sitting around the kitchen table. Under the dim light of a kerosene lantern. Everyone's laughing and joking, telling stories about their neighbors. You're halfway through a bottle of moonshine. And you're getting all fired up for the dance. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Mull River Shuffle.
Fine shape that he's in. There is no telling which way he'll feel after his twister around the bend, raising the jar and raising hell. There's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are part of true detail and some are purely fiction. It's old McPhee, he's having a few we can hardly see. A raptor's buggy around a tree, someone call the Mounties. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction. A up spoke fine young Cameron, at the dance got a fearful hammer, and today I'll stutter and stammer, and there'll be hell to pay come Saturday. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell, some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction. Along the shores of Hagama, raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell, some born of true detail and some of purely fiction. There they stand by the door, selling bush by the score, asking you to buy some more along the shores of Hagama, raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell, some born of true detail and some of purely fiction.
This is Mixotroph on CITR 101.9 FM, playing Canadian music today with Owen and Ian. And that last song, can you believe it, is Ian's band, the Goat String Orchestra. The track was called Holes on the Moon. And you're playing bass on that?
No, right? I'm playing violin on that.
You're playing violin.
That's
okay.
That's the one that's tonight. Is the bass one.
Amazing. Sounded great. Who else is playing tonight? Is it going to be kind of similar
it's,
groups?
It's Luke Beachbound and Kid in PJs.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Oh, Kid in PJs was in my program. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He's in okay. Office.
Yeah, this should be a lovely show tonight. Outdoor venue. Go outside and get some sunshine.
Absolutely.
Sure
it's a bit colder.
Yeah, I mean it's supposed to stay pretty warm. I think. Yeah. Time to hit the beach.
Yeah, better give us a tent.
Hit the Victory Square.
Yep.
Perhaps
that's the play. 7:30. Don't miss it. You can see Ian. You can also just see Ian doing random stuff. Playing.
Yeah, you never have good notice for that, though. I'm giving you 3 hours to get there this time.
Yeah.
That's plenty of time.
Yeah.
And there's posters out there for this one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole promotional campaign.
Yeah. Very exciting. All right. Well, we're going to play one last pick from you, Ian, which is...
the bottom one
which
that
is,
I just added.
Okay. Victory Square by the Dreadnoughts.
Yes.
Okay, because that's
last
very fitting.
Minute edition.
It's where you're going to be playing tonight.
Yes, and it's Canadian folk punk, so it's a transition between our Canadian folk and our Canadian punk.
Okay, lovely. Yeah. Incredible segue.
By a local Vancouver band.
Vancouver band.
Much bigger than the other local Vancouver bands. But
okay, yeah. This is cool. The track is called Victory Square.
My name is Waylon Johnny. Way, hey, Johnny Boreen at Cordova and Carroll was formed in the marrow of whiskey and amphetamines. They call me Waylon Johnny. Way, hey, Johnny Boreen, a mile from the shore, but his heroes are yours, I'll be there. Hands in the air, Victory Square in all its glory. Way, hey, Johnny Boreen, all the pubs and the chuckers, skids and the puckers have always been good to me. But the citizens deplore me. Way, hey, Johnny Boreen, so cruel and fickle without a
sont arrivés en Westphalia en criant SOS Gaïa, accoutrés comme des hippies avec les yeux rougis. Cheveux longs et surplus d'armée en bédaine et jouant du tam-tam. On se serait cru 30 ans passés pendant la guerre du Vietnam. Il y avait tous les clichés de l'époque, des granolas, des chemises en macramé aux plis poilus en dessous des bras. Dans grande majorité du cégep du Vieux-Montréal, tout cela pour manifester contre les multinationales. Et la mince foule grelottait en ce froid jeudi de printemps, et aux étudiants qui foxaient s'ajoutaient quelques passants. Des marxistes, léninistes, des militants pour le pot, et une couple d'écologistes ont investi le spot. On écoutait le vieux cinglé qui se prenait pour Castro avec son képi d'officier et son couteau de Rambo. Et on a vite constaté qu'il lui manquait un marteau quand il nous a proposé de faire un concours de limbo. À la manifestation, on révèle l'évolution. C'est je dans le cul avec une poignée de compas sous la pluie froide du mois de mars. Qui ont envoyé l'anti-émeute et des policiers sur leur bike pour contrôler la meute. Ça se déroulait pacifiquement sans trop écorcher le système, et on scandait des beaux slogans contre les OGM. Quand soudain sont débarqués des types un peu extrémistes ou de ninja cagoulés, se proclamant activistes comme des petits Che Guevara. Ils ont pitché deux, trois pétards, les bœufs sont rentrés dans le tas. Je jure qu'ils ont pas veillé tard. À la manifestation, on rêvait. Dans le cul avec une poignée de compas sous la pluie froide du mois de mars. Mais là ça a dégénéré car en guise de protestation, les beatniks sont déshabillés pour faire un danseton. Les policiers en beau fusil ont sorti menottes et matraques et ont approché les hippies à grands coups de jarnac. Pendant que les écologistes pleuraient devant tant de sévices en implorant Jésus le Christ de stopper l'injustice, on entendait les chiens japper à travers le bruit des sirènes, bien étouffés par la fumée des gaz lacrymogènes. Au même moment, la gang de fils qui dansait à poil sous la pluie faisait comme un remake de Grease en version hillbilly. Quand le ciel s'est déchaîné, il s'est mis à tomber des clous, ils ont pris leurs jambes à leur cou. Et ce fut terminé, pas qu'on est rentré déçu, tout mouillé et abattu, en croisant les écolos dans le portique d'un McDo. J'en suis venu à conclusion, ça va prendre bien du soleil, sinon c'est pas demain la veille qu'on va faire la révolution. À la manifestation, c'est vrai qu'on n'a rien changé. On a posé un bouchon de circulation, ça fait toujours bien ça.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. That last track was called La Manifestation by...
Like Cowboy Frangin.
Which is French... Where are they from?
French Canadian.
French Canadian.
Yeah,
Montreal maybe, somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're moving into folk punk territory, which is very...
My French teacher loved this band. They have some very interesting, very Canadian songs. Are they like, I think they came to Edmonton one time and they were doing like a thing with the spoon, like cuillère, you know, the spoons.
Is that a band?
No, it's or, like the,
oh, the instrument. Oh, like, yeah, that's a cool instrument, yeah.
It's
definitely underrated instrument with, basically looks, for those of you that don't know, it's like two spoons that kind of like...
Wooden
spoons. Or you can have metal spoons. You could probably make your own spoons instrument if you wanted. And they're stuck together at the end, and then you kind of like clack them together on against your leg or your hand or against any kind of object. That's pretty cool.
And it's like, yeah, it's a cool rhythm. And then they have a fiddler and whatnot.
Lovely.
I like the lyrics on that one because it's like funny about all the protests that like... have happened in Canada.
Yeah, and this next one you want to play is also about protests? Ya Basta?
I think this one, well, not protest, more like revolution.
Revolution, okay.
But yeah, this is another Quebecois like punk band, Grim Skunk.
Okay.
And yeah, I actually don't know how they came up with the lyrics for this one, but yeah, it's about the Mexican Revolution.
Lovely.
Early 20th century.
Let's check it out. Ya basta.
Por tiempo de grande pobreza y tristeza, Emiliano dejó a su familia y su tierra. Harto de ver tanta pena, ahogando su patria tan querida.
¡Ya basta!
Sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity stereo discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
Together with everything and nothing between us, you are the whole soul goal, me, you, universal union. Blending in matter, journey in harmony.
Woo!
Journey in harmony. The ecstasy's voice is swaying, interplaying, perennial gardenia. on purple pink gaseous fumes, purple pools, moving in, undulating, emanating jewels into a timeless, spaceless, placeless place.
Such a cute face.
I'm surfing. Moved into your house.
I'm a couch surfer.
Yeah, I'll move into your house. I'm a couch surfer. Yeah, but I didn't mean to be. Somebody took my keys. I'm a couch surfer. So I'm locked inside of the Holiday Inn, and I'd like to get out with just a little bit of rain. But I don't give a damn. Can I crash at your place again? Just one more night. I'm couch surfing. I'm a couch surfer. I'm couch with them. Tears beyond into a pond of cool quivers. My being shivers. I'm pure energy beyond the sun. I'm utterly complete union. I'm a couch surfer. Mind if I eat those chips? Oh, that's okay. I don't like some chips anyway. No. I didn't use pay-per-view. I figured it was free. Yeah, I'm going. I'm a couch surfer. Couch surfer.
That was Couch Surfer by Bran Van 3000. Yeah. Another pick by Owen. What was that?
So they're like a Montreal collective. Came out in the 90s with some pretty cool singles, I feel. They had one. It was Drunk in L.A., something in L.A. That is was a pretty big hit, I think, for like
cool
the dance scene.
Yeah, lots of cool music to come out of Montreal.
Yeah.
Including
I think we're gonna play for our last one, band called Last Waltzin. Just saw them at Sled Island in Calgary. They are pretty dope. Punk band, pretty noisy.
Lovely.
Yeah.
We keep the punk going, we keep the energy.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
With a little bit of violin in there.
Yeah, this is going to be a last track. And then Ian is going to have to go to his show. Victory Square, if you didn't hear that.
7:30 p.m.
Yeah. I'm going to be off to some Lindy Hop dancing, which is at Kitsilano Showboat. For any of you listening and you want to go dance in the sunshine on a boat.
It's what's
Lindy Hop.
Is it on the boat or is it the pool?
I don't know.
It's the pool.
I don't actually know if it's on the boat. I can't promise that. But it's going to be some lovely sling Lindy Hop dancing. So that's something that's going. Is there any other things in the next week we want to shout out?
Yeah, so cool tonight there's the funk, Slurpee Funk night at Redgate.
Yes.
With free Slurpees because, you know, it's.
Oh, yeah.
Slurpees at Redgate?
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
Like, is there a 7-Eleven at Redgate?
No, like, bunch?
So, okay.
They're bringing
Oh, cool.
Four people.
And, right. You know, you can just walk up to any 7-Eleven and get a free Slurpee. That's pretty
true.
Exciting. Mm-hmm. The first time I found that out, that was
Can you do,
the,
like,
cool.
the bucket anymore?
I don't think so. I think it's a small.
Free small, yeah.
They cut down. So sad.
But, you know, it's a hot day. Make sure you're staying hydrated, everyone. Get yourself a Slurpee. Go see some cool jazz funk. That's what they're playing tonight, sort of stuff. Kind of weird.
Jazz fusion
stuff.
Yeah, and
that's
it's
at Redgate.
There's other like funk bands as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna be it from us. Thanks so much, Ian, for joining.
Sure.
Joining, and we're gonna play this last track, Rehash.